Lines That Count, a Derek Stiles fanfiction, written by Elandrilor, read by Inkblot. Summary. Post 3A finale, Stiles keeps the lines of communication open. Dude, I didn't even rate a goodbye. Rude. Because I know we're not friends or anything, but I did save your asses. Plural, because both you and your sister. Not that I noticed your sister's ass or anything. I mean, I'm sure it's a great ass, but she'd probably kill me. To death. Anyway, you do realize I'm gonna keep texting you until you answer, right? I mean, you can ask Ganny. I can basically keep this up indefinitely. I have stamina. No one has stamina at 17. OMG, you made a joke! Wait, is this Cora? This is Cora, isn't it? It's not nice to steal your brother's phone. Shut up, Stiles. Unconvincing. That could be from either one of you. So could threats to my person, BTW, so don't even start. I figured a clean break would be better. Yeah, this town was basically a shit show for you. I get that. For you too. Well, yeah, but no option to take off for me. I couldn't leave my dad, or Scott, or Lydia. It's good that you have Cora with you, though. I mean, you're basically the McBroody twins, but I'm glad that you're not alone. Either of you. I meant that a clean break for me would be better for all of you. You say that like you think you were the biggest contributor to the shit show. I hate to break it to you, Derek, but you don't even rate top 10. I have a list, BTW. 1. Gerard Argent. 2. Kate Argent. 3. Miss Blake. 4. Peter. 5. Matt/Kamina. 6. Deucalion. 7. Kalee. 8. Ennis. 9. The Creeper Twins. 10. Gerard Argent. I know Gerard's on there twice, but he really deserves it for not dying the first time. That actually means Peter should be on there twice too. That makes 11. Arguments can be made about the body count on 2 to 5 being my fault. Arguments from stupid people. We all made some crappy choices, man. I made the original crappy choice. Derek, you couldn't have known. I mean, yes, it was a horrifyingly bad decision to ask Ennis to turn Paige, but you couldn't have known what he would do. Stiles, what the hell are you talking about? I didn't ask anyone to turn her. Peter said, fuck, fuck, fuck. It's like I never learn. What did Peter say? He said you wanted her turned because you were in love with her and didn't want to live without her. He said he tried to convince you not to do it, but you did it anyway and it went wrong. Fuck, I knew he was lying about something. Cora was there, though. You can ask her. Derek? Derek? Seriously, are you okay? Should I call Cora? I'm calling Cora. I'm fine, Stiles. Peter lied. I was going to tell her about us that night, not turn her. She was my best friend. I'm sorry. Don't be. Peter didn't show up until after. He was the one to suggest hiding in the root cellar. He was supposed to get my mother, but it took too long. You think he knew? He knew something. It doesn't make it better. No, I guess it doesn't. I talked to Erica today. Boyd, too. I didn't really know what to say to either of them. I'm sorry doesn't really cut it when the guys who helped kill them are getting cozy with your friends. It's weird. Boyd and Erica were kind of assholes, and they seemed pretty on board with the whole killing train for a while, but they never actually did it, you know? But Aiden and Ethan did kill. More than just Erica and Boyd, but somehow everyone's just magically okay with it. Boyd and Erica weren't even my friends. Not really. Maybe we'd never have been friends, but I'll never get the chance to find out. I'm not sure who I blame for that, actually. Allison's basically Buffy now, FYI. I called her dad Giles the other day. He was not amused. The new chemistry teacher isn't as much of a dick as Harris. We still have a sub for English, though, and Finstock is covering for Miss Morell. As you can imagine, it's not going well. Hey, so, weird question. You're not anywhere near Laughlin and V, are you? There's a report of a strikingly attractive couple saving 9 people from a burning bus.
It was 8.
Holy shit, really? And no, 9. One of them was 5 months pregnant. She wants to name her kid after you. After me or Cora? Either. Maybe both. I should suggest Dora. Please don't. You guys are being careful, though, right? Not trying to bury your main pain by doing recklessly heroic acts as you brood across country, right? Cora doesn't have any main pain. How did you hear about that anyway? Dude, everyone knows about your main pain. Styles. Fine. Google alert, Grumpy Pants. I search for tall, dark, and handsome stranger. Styles. Styles. This isn't funny. Scott didn't answer. Pick up the phone, Styles. Hey, Sourwolf. Your voicemail message is kind of vague, which, you know... Scott said you were worried, but I just got mildly perforated. You were stabbed, Styles. Mildly, Scotty. Mildly stabbed, but I'm all sewed up now, and Eaton gave me drugs. Good drugs. Best drugs. And now you're going to sleep, Mr. Stilinski. Sleep is good. Night, Eric. What are the odds that trolls are a real thing? Never mind. Question sufficiently answered. The odds are 100%, JSYK. FYI, Puka are pretty rad, but doppelgangers aren't as fun as you'd expect. I don't want to know why you thought they'd be fun, but I do want to know why they're an issue. Oh yeah, you missed that part. What part? We sort of did a thing to save our parents. Styles? We sort of fake sacrificed ourselves to the Nemeton. Me, Scott, and Allison. Let's just say our sacrifice brought all the supernatural creatures to the yard. And I know what you're going to say, but it was the only way. Sometimes the crappy choice is the only choice you can make. Wow, that's like actual personal growth for you. Congratulations. And thanks. Cora texted me that you were being a freak. I'm supposed to tell you to stop. Why are you being a freak? I mean, more so than usual. It's nothing. Nothing nothing or something nothing? That doesn't make any sense. Your face doesn't make any sense. Now answer the question. Cora has a date. Cora's dating. It's weird. Well, I'd say she's a teenage girl and it's normal, but the thought of her dating is actually a little disturbing. Do you need me to run a background check? Since she got pissed at me for tailing him, she probably wouldn't appreciate it. You're such a creeper. Fuck it, do it anyway. Got it. Send me any info you have and I'll take it from there. You know, I can run a background on your dates too if you want. I don't date. Offer still open. First, this is my new number. Second, are you fucking insane? Cora told you. Cora fucking told me, asshole, but you should have told me. You should have said, Styles, I'm thinking of getting in a territorial dispute with another alpha today. What do you think about that? And then I would have asked you if you had brain damage. I'm fine. Of course you're fucking fine. There were kids, Styles. She told you there were kids, right? Yeah, she told me. Fuck. If you forgive me for that, I'll forgive you for almost sending yourself to another dimension last month. That was not my fault. Also, you should be kissing my feet for signing you up for kickboxing lessons. Cora said you wiped the floor with them. Yeah, I did. Thank you, Styles. You're fucking welcome, asshole. So, Aiden's not getting his redemption arc. Ethan's not handling it well.
What happened?
He went after Scott. Scott's not handling it well either.
I'm sorry.
My dad's a total badass. He single-handedly took down this giant. Seriously, it was like 9 feet tall and had 4 arms. And he didn't even get a scratch on him. Scott's mom kissed the hell out of him afterwards, which is both hilarious and really uncomfortable. Not to cry wolf, haha, but Deucalion's on the move again. Watch your back. Cora said you were pissed about something. What happened? How does Cora know? She talks to Lydia sometimes. That's vaguely terrifying. Styles. Got a 3-day ISS. Haven't been sleeping because of the Grick thing. A new kid started seizing in class. Someone made a joke and I just... She was kind of an asshole, Derek, but she was smart and stubborn and beautiful and she shouldn't have died like that. She shouldn't have died at all. I'd change it if I could. I know you would. Hey, so weird question.
I hate it when you do that. You know that, right?
Why are you emailing my dad?
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
He started it.
Derek.
What do you want me to say, Styles? He asked a question and I answered it and then he just kept talking to me. Trust me, it's probably weirder for me than it is for you.
I wouldn't bet on it.
I may need you to run a background check for me.
Seriously? That's like the third one this month. I mean, no judgment here. Cora should spread her wings and all, but I just don't anticipate her spreading them this far.
It's okay if you can't do it.
No, I've got this. Dad's just getting better with passwords is all. What's the name?
Never mind.
Derek!
It wasn't for Cora, okay?
Oh. Well, I did offer. And it's good that you're getting out there, meeting people.
It was a stupid idea anyway.
No, it isn't. You deserve... Hey, I must have just missed you, Styles says, clambering down the front steps of the school, arm getting briefly caught in his backpack strap. I know you're probably on your way to work, but... He freezes in the middle of the sidewalk, mouth hanging open, the sea of students forming around him like a tide.
I don't even rate a hello, Derek asks,
smile flirting at the edges of his mouth.
Rude.
His eyes are shining, glinting bright in the afternoon sunlight, and Styles' breath hitches in his chest, heart knocking hard against his ribs. Derek looks softer somehow, worn jeans and a faded blue shirt, his hair a little longer and brushed back away from his face. Styles doesn't even realize that he's moving until he's breathing Derek in, face jammed against Derek's neck, hands clinging. I'm probably going to be really embarrassed in a minute, he mumbles, mouth on Derek's skin, but I don't even care right now. I missed you too, Derek says, sounding warm and affectionate and happy. Styles must be having a coronary. So, why are you here? He pulls back enough to see Derek's face, which... Holy Jesus, Derek has laugh lines, even though he can't seem to get his hands to let go. Your dad invited me. Apparently there's a wedding. You're coming to my dad's wedding, Styles says, laughing a little helplessly. That's perfect, dude.
There's just one thing, Derek says,
hands warm and distracting on Styles' hips. Your dad asked about a plus one, so I'm going to need you to do that background check after all. Styles jerks back. Can't help it, but Derek's grip on him is solid, eyes steady. Last name is Stalinsky. You're a little late, Styles says, voice thick. I think my dad already has a date.
Styles, Derek says, low and intent.
And Styles' stomach swoops. Oh, him. I have it on good authority that he's kind of ridiculous over you.
Yeah,
Derek says. Mouth curving. Trust me.
I do.
The end. If you like this story, please leave comments, reviews, and thoughts to the author. You can find a link to the original story in the notes section of this podfic. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Bye!